When Barack Obama was elected, we hoped for a change that we could believe in. To me, as an economist, it meant he would approach our economic problems with solutions that were indeed a change from what previous administrations had tried. Our financial crisis arose from a policy of printed money and too much debt, coupled with the lack of enforcement from our regulating bodies and plain ineptness on the part of our elected officials. After 6 months in office, we can draw a pretty good conclusion as to what Obama's change entailed. Indeed, it became clear just weeks after his election, his change was actually little change from what we had before. Barack began by appointing officials from the same group that had already been there. Bernanke, Paulson, Geithner, Summers, you name it, from Secretary Treasurer to Federal Reserve Chief, Barack went back to the same old rotten barrel of apples we started with when Bush was president. Congressional heads of the various committees didn't change, and the bank bailouts only got worse. Barack made Bush's bailouts look tame in comparison, as Barack only stepped up the conduit of money from Washington to Wall Street. He let the same hacks administer the bribe and shut-up money while sweeping his socialist agenda over even more companies, bailing out the auto companies, the insurance companies, auto suppliers, manufacturers, unions, pension plans, and whoever else came to Washington for the money. And the change we got was not pocket change. I have spoken to many who voted for this man based on his promise of new leadership and fresh ideas, but as it turned out, he has just increased our country's debt exponentially and given even more money to Washington's banking buddies. The Federal Reserve is still not made to tell us, the taxpayers, who is getting our money and giving even more power to the private, for-profit Federal Reserve, which, by the way, is an illegal institution and should not even exist. Read the Constitution if you doubt that one. With the situation now getting worse again, Barack's new change is even more regulation and intervention into our free markets. He's instilled higher taxes, more banking bailouts, more company bailouts, and authorizing the usurpation of basic contract law in favor of who has the most lobbyists. Millions, if not billions, of lobby money is showering Washington right now, and the banks, who just got your taxpayer money again, just posted record profits and are paying the biggest bonuses ever. Lending standards have not been tightened. If you recall, loose lending caused this whole mess, and in fact, house financing is being pushed by the Fed to an even more ridiculous degree than it was before, with lower interest rates and more liability for these home loans being put on the back of the American taxpayer. Banks continue to increase their gambling in the derivatives market, and our time for a change has morphed into an even greater degree of status quo, secrecy, more hush money, and probably higher taxes to boot. As I said when Barack was elected, I had high hopes in January, as I'm sure you did. But the change I'm seeing now is more of the same fleecing of you and I, and that, my friends, amounts to no pocket change. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are those of the speaker, myself, and do not necessarily represent those of KVMR, its staff, or underwriters. There will be another Money Matters show on July 23rd, and if you would like to subscribe to our Money Matters update, just send us an email at moneymatters@kvmr.org. It's our way of saying thank you for listening to the station. The Money Matters update will give you up-to-date information on the market, some recommendations on where you might look to protect your assets, and an overall view of the economy. That's it for this week's Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Cuniberti for KVMR-FM.